In news, I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressuring Turkey to stop its offensive in northern Syria with calls for a ceasefire and sanctions against Turkish officials as he plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the situation. The president's action follows sharp criticism in the week since the White House announced Turkey was going forward with its long-held plans to try to carve out a buffer zone along its border with Syria, free from the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters it accuses of being terrorists. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria, and she tells us the essential reaction of the Kurdish people.
They are angry at Donald Trump for making this decision and lay the blame squarely on the president of the United States. They feel like they have been allies for a long time. They feel like they have been abandoned and left to the slaughter.
President Trump spoke Monday with both Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and General Mazlum Kobani, the head of the mostly Kurdish SDF, that the United States has relied on to battle Islamic State militants in Syria. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. Edwin Krause is the police chief of Fort Worth.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Late Monday, Dean was released from jail after paying $200,000 bail bond. Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who is black, through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. This is VOA News. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate tonight in the state of Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. It is likely that the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump will be a major focus of discussion on Tuesday. Last week, former Vice President Joe Biden joined the other Democratic contenders in calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Now, Ukraine is at the center of the impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump, as Democrat opponents claim he pressured Kyiv to investigate the son of his political rival, Joe Biden. The web of allegations and counterclaims is rooted in Ukraine's efforts to clamp down on corruption following the overthrow of President Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. Many Ukrainians now fear their country could suffer from the fierce political battles in Washington. Another casualty of the fracas could be the presidential aspirations of the former vice president, whose son Hunter Biden is at the heart of the controversy because of his presence on the board of directors of that energy firm Burisma in Ukraine. Hunter Biden spoke with the American television network ABC about his role in the controversy.
Being the subject of Donald Trump's ire is a feather in my cap. It's not something that I go to bed nervous about at night at all. The reason I'm able to do that is because I am absolutely enveloped in love of my family. I certainly hope that there is no negative political ramifications of this. I think that the truth always wins.
Biden was asked if he was a distraction to his father's campaign.
No, personally, myself, I'm not necessarily a distraction to his campaign. I'm never a distraction to my dad. But as it relates to actually going and being on stage with him, this is not a family business.
Mr. Biden continues to contend that no one is going to vote against his father because of him.
100%. They know who my dad is. My dad doesn't have to defend me. My dad only has to love me. And my dad loves me unequivocally.
President Trump alleges that Joe Biden forced the resignation of the then Ukrainian chief prosecutor Viktor Shokin to protect Biden's family, a charge the former Democratic vice president denies and for which no evidence has been brought forth. Shokin's deputy at the time, David Sakvarelij, told VOA that Shokin was ousted because he was ineffective. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.